to greet you all. A lovely crowd. These recitals are so wonderfully attended. And that is a very hopeful sign for me as a singer that recitals can be something that larger groups like to enjoy. In most places I've been, it's very difficult to get a good audience together for a recital. So this is very gratifying. Thank you for being here. We have a Valentine's Day concert today. This is a very sentimental journey into the past, back to the turn of the 20th century, around 1900. All of these songs were in the repertoire back then. This repertoire came into somewhat of a state of neglect over the past several decades as musicians experimented with abstract music and modern music of various sorts. Prepared pianos and atonalism and so on and so forth. And it's a wonderful thing to return to these songs and to hear them in their entirety. For instance, Carrie Jacobs Bond is considered the first woman popular song composer of our country. And the song contained in this little group called I Love You Truly, most of you will remember as having been a standard at weddings, a standard at family gatherings, and it was of the seven songs as unpretentious as The Wild Rose, probably the most popular, and it was probably the one page of music that Carrie Jacobs Bond wrote that changed her fortune so that she died a happy and wealthy woman. In the end, that was the happy end of her story. So if that was better than a stock certificate, I'd say. And then as we go along, I'll be giving you a few personal notes on these various composers. And I'm glad to be able to present this music, hopefully without the glasses. And this is a reading today. I didn't take the trouble to memorize these because in a couple of weeks I'm headed for South Carolina to sing Lucia di Lammermoor. So that, as the professor of botany once told his students, I'm sorry I can't remember all your names, but every time I remember a name, I forget a flower. So you'll forgive me for not being memorized. I've got Lucia spinning in my brain, and I just don't have room for any more. So consider this a poetry reading today, and we will be doing homage to the composers as well as the poets. Carrie Jacobs Bond is the poet of these songs, Words and Music by Carrie Jacobs Bond. I hope you enjoy the seven songs, as unpretentious as The Wild Rose.